Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Lions Club in Lincoln is Bill Miller. How are you, Bill?
Great, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. Well, you know, I know we talk every year about the big event, and every year we talk about the car, tractor, and bike show. It seems to get bigger and bigger.
It does, and we're proud of that. It's a great little car show, and it is getting bigger, but it's still a small community that brings everybody together, so it's a great, great event.
That's right. It's happening this Saturday. It's the 16th annual, but before we get to Saturday, there's even an event that happens Friday night to kind of get things going, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. We do our parking lot party and cruise, and it starts at 5 o'clock in the Alcona Motors parking lot in Lincoln, and that's even getting bigger. We got early registration there. This year we'll be serving some hot dogs and brats there. We got some refreshments. We got 50-50 raffles going, and we got 50s music playing there. And at 7 o'clock, we all get in our cars and line them up and go for a nice little cruise.
Nice, yeah. Great way to kick off the big show and the big weekend. And then you get done with that, and everybody gets some rest. And then Saturday, man, what a day Saturday is. It's from start to finish, just nonstop activity, isn't it?
It is. And it's really neat because early in the morning, 8 o'clock, you'll start seeing some early arrivals show up in their cars. But well, they get parked, they get set up, they come over, they start with a breakfast, which is served with the auxiliary department of the Lincoln Fire Department. And so that's a nice start, and yeah, Everybody's getting set up, and it's just a gorgeous morning every time we do this. and then it just takes off from there. It's like you said, it's nonstop. We've got dunk tanks, and we got raffles and soapbox derby for the kids. Which is, it's always nice to have that for the kids, to have something for them to do as well.
Right. Yeah, now, as you've started off just by alluding to, you know, it's called the Car, Tractor, and Bike Show this Saturday, but it is more than just a car show. There is something for everybody, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing we really were striving to do is, you know, everybody has car shows, and they're great. I love car shows everywhere. But we've been trying to incorporate a few more items that brings everybody out for different reasons.
Yeah,
and you may come out just for your kids in the soapbox derby, but you're going to say, you know, I'm going to go check these cars out.
Right.
Oh, boy, that smells good. I'm going to have a brat or a burger.
Yeah.
And they all of a sudden they realize what a great time it is.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, the dunk tank is fun. We're going to have a car blow up going on.
Oh.
We're going to have this year we're added the sledge a car, so when we're done blowing it up, we're going to beat it up too.
Man, oh man. Okay.
and then on top of that, Kevin, we've got our great grillers going with the dogs and the burgers and the brats and all the fixings. We got roasted corn for a dollar an ear. Buccaneer is what we call that.
There you go.
We've got the Blessing the Vehicles by Reverend Sharmer Boyer again this year, which was a real big hit last year. It was a real nice moment. We're bringing that back. We've got our 50s music going all day by Sound Effects by Rex.
Sure.
Rex has been there for quite a few years for us.
Yeah.
And then this year we brought back CBD, which is some live entertainment in the middle of the day, Kevin.
Wow. Yeah, you don't want to miss it. Now, we went through everything pretty quickly here. If they wanted more information, Bill, about the 16th Annual Lincoln Lions Car, Tractor, and Bike Show, how do they get more info on this?
I would have them call me at 736-7631, and I've been getting phone calls, and we're getting a lot of new people this year. It sounds like, so that's always exciting too. We get a lot of returns, and then we get the new people as well.
That's right, and of course, focusing on the car show too. That's a participant judged event, so the cars that are out there, they're going to judge, and there'll be some awards for that too, right?
Well, there is, and you know, we changed that format. I think it's been a couple years now, and it has really settled down. It's a difficult thing to judge cars, and you know what it basically did. It put it in the hands of the participants. They like it. They get the best of show for each category. And then there's top 50 awarded for the entire show. So someone's going to walk away with definitely a top 50 in there. So it's nice.
Man, and of course, all the proceeds that you guys raise for this event goes right back into the community. The Lions Club always does such great community work.
Absolutely, and I think that's the best part. I mean, we're having fun. We're raising money, but, you know, every single dime goes right back into our community, and that's the nice part. You hit the nail on the head. You couldn't ask for a better organization than the Lions Foundation. It's just a great thing to be part of. I'm very proud of that.
Indeed. And they should be proud of this event. 16th Annual Lincoln Lions Car, Tractor, and Bike Show. It's happening this Saturday right there in downtown Lincoln. Don't miss a minute of the fun. And from the Lions Club there, Bill Miller. Hey, Bill, thank you for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Hey, Kevin, I appreciate it very much. Thank you.